This practice is called Mind Like Mirror. So sitting comfortably, taking some ease. Letting the body settle. Feel that unconditional support of the earth, our natural belonging. As we did in the previous practice, taking some nice full breaths, breathing in fully, and exhaling fully, feeling that release through the exhale, breathing in again, exhaling fully, and one more time, breathing in fully. And exhaling fully, feeling the ripple of release all the way through the body as you do so. And settling into some awareness of the body sitting and the body breathing, having a nice spacious awareness. Letting everything come and go. And to help us with that practice of letting all the experiences that we can be aware of come and go, imagine your own mind as a vast mirror, a clear, shining, smooth as glass, perfectly reflective, untarnished mirror. It is completely untarnished by what it reflects. With the sense of our minds like a mirror, see how all the images and thoughts, joys and sorrows, all the different emotions, the plans, the memories, simply arise and are reflected in the mirror. Just as they are, in the scene, nothing but the scene, nothing added, simply reflected. With a mind like mirror, there's no need for judgment. There's no need for grasping, no need for aversion. With a mind like mirror, we can see clearly that the thoughts and feelings, sounds and sensations are simply reflected in the mirror as images, mirages perhaps, with no power to harm or to touch. if you get caught up in some experience, thought, sound, sensation, emotion, see if you can just see it for what it is, reflected in a mind like mirror. Perhaps name it and gently let it go. Let the image fade and rest again in a mind like mirror, where all experiences come and go and don't leave a trace. Resting in a mind like mirror, reflecting all experiences and tarnished by none. What might it be like to live this way, reflecting all things with a mind like mirror? In the seen, there will be just the seen. In the heard, just the heard. In the sensed, just the sensed. In the thought, just the thought. Could that possibly be the end of sorrow? Now, possibly from this cultivation of responsiveness but not reactivity. We may feel a little peacefulness and we can do a little contemplation. And so imagining, or remembering rather, a time in your life of relative peace where you really felt some peace. Just letting your memory go back to that moment of relative peace. What was the situation? What were the conditions? Where were you? Who was there? And be very aware too of how it feels in the heart, in the mind, in the body, especially in the body. Even to recall this time of relative peace. And then asking yourself, what is it that prevents this peacefulness from happening now? What conditions going on in your life prevent it from happening now? Perhaps there are beliefs that prevent it from happening. Perhaps there are old core beliefs preventing it from happening. Perhaps there are old conditioned places that get activated. And ask yourself, what needs to be cultivated? What conditions, what actions need to be taken to sow again the seeds of this kind of peace? Or perhaps, what do I need to let go of? I need to let go of some old belief, some old habit. What might be conditions for cultivating this type of peace once again? Let the contemplation just sit with you. Really feel your body sitting and breathing again. Letting any thoughts and feelings about this contemplation just pass through with your mind like a mirror.